I can't say page number because everyone's different. Okay, we're in Eiz Dalid, second paragraph of Eiz Dalid, which starts with L'chayri Yeshleimar. Okay, the Rebbe is explaining that. Okay, so he says that the Pasig Vata Tetzavet that the Friedrich Rebbe explains in the Maimer comes in sequence to the Pasik, the Kibla Yudim is a Shechelu Lassis, that in time of Purim they finalized what was given at the time of Matan Torah. Matan Torah was only the beginning, and Purim was the finalization of it, the acceptance willingly. So he asks the Dvar Pella, he says it's a wondrous thing, L'cha'ira, Matan Torah, the Jews were on a very lofty level. They came out of Mitzrayim, Tzvir Sa'imah, Kriyas Yamsuf, all those holy things. Purim, there was a gzeira against all the Yidden were in the lowest of lowest. Because, so how is it possible that Purim was even greater than Matan Torah? So he says in this respect, Purim is greater than Matan Torah because Mesiras Nefesh. With Matan Torah, there was no Mesiras Nefesh because he said there was a gzeira against Yehudim, and if the Yidden would have given up Yiddishkeit, the gzeira wouldn't have been on them, and a whole year they stood with Mesiras Nefesh, and therefore that's what makes Purim greater even than Matan Torah, why it finalized the whole aspect of Matan Torah. So he says, L'chayri Yishleimar, Shapirish B'Kosas Lamor, that according to this, the explanation of Kosas Lamor is, Sheidei Kosas Nishbar V'Nitka, by a person being broken, Magim Lamor, and he also explained, that's why it says, Kosas Lamor, through Mesiras Nefesh, you come not only to Or, but to Ma'or, the source of light. Albeit, how there's an explanation, how Shabizman, Exeter Dafka, is explaining why Dafka, the time of the Exeter, born a Mesiras Nefesh. They came to the level of Mesiras Nefesh, but Eif and Naila Yais in a much greater level. Why? Ki Mesiras Nefesh, why is Mesiras Nefesh higher than revelations? Meaning, by Matan Torah, revelation wise, the Yidden were on top, that Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, all that, revelation-wise, they saw the greatest levels of godliness. But this doesn't come to the love of Mesiras Nefesh. Why? Because Mesiras Nefesh comes from the Etzem HaNeshama, from the essence of the Neshama, Shelamayla Megillah, which is above any revelation. Ma'or Shemimena Nimsa Ur. But therefore, Vayidei Shehoyu Oz B'Matzav Dekosis. It seems what he's explaining, the Rebbe writes, the Friedrich Rebbe is explaining, that through the level of Kosis, Nishbe V'Nidga, Nizgala Etzem HaNeshama Mor, seemingly, what the Friedrich Rebbe is explaining is, through the level of Mesiras Nefesh, through Kosis, you come to the level of Mor. That's what he seems to be implying. Avol, the Rebbe asked, Mihem Shech V'Seidu Inyon Ba'Maimer, from the sequence in the Maimer, Shapirish Kosis Lamor, is not, in other words, the Friedrich Rebbe should have asked the question, right? How is it possible Purim finalized Matan Torah? He should have said, because it causes. But first he explains Raya Mehemna, what a Rebbe is. And then he explains the level of Mo'od, the in causes Lamor, which implies that the level of causes Lamor is also connected not only that Mo'od reveals essence, but through the level of Meisha Zonim of Finus, the implication is because Meisha Rabbeinu internalized Emuna, that's why Kosis Lamor creates Mesiras Nefesh of Mo'od. In other words, seemingly, the Rebbe is asking, the implication is Kosis reveals Mo'od. But from the Friedrich Rebbe's mind, the implication is that no, Raya Mehemna can create Kosis Lamor. So what does this mean? Okay, so he says in Hey, Ishlevaya Zalpi Ayuduam, you can explain this based on what's known. This that Yidden believe in Hashem with simplistic Amuna. You don't have to prove it. Because Amunah by definition means it's not proven. But this that the Gemara says, the Jews are Maminim B'nai Maminim, that means essentially every Jew is a believer. Like I mentioned many times, somebody once came to the Rebbe and said, I don't believe in God. So the Rebbe said, the fact that you said, I don't believe in God, doesn't take away from the fact that you do believe in Hashem. Because the Gemara says, every Jew believes. I, you say you don't, it's not a problem. I mean, that you said it, but it doesn't mean you don't believe. He says, number one, fish mazlayu chaza, because the neshama sees, the mazel of the neshama sees alukus, the neshama shalamayu roi alukus, because the neshama above sees alukus ri'iya, seeing which is above seichel, v'zeh peril ba neshama shebaguf. That affects the neshama in the body, that what? Hamuna b'alukus. That causes alukus. In other words, first level of hamuna is the neshama itself sees alukus. And therefore, that influences the neshama in the body to also see alukus, to have hamuna. The oy beard, and another explanation, the shade of shua hamuna mi'etzem and neshama. Hamuna's, the source of hamuna is from the essence of the neshama shelamayla mimazlei chazi, even above the level of seeing, this, that the essence of the neshama is bound to El Shem, who is kashrus atzmis, is an essential bond, shenetuluya b'sibush, not dependent on any reason, any cause, gamlei inyari shelamayla miyaseich. Okay, so the Rebbe is explaining like this. This is the foundation for the rest of the Maimer. The Rebbe is saying that this that a Jew believes can come from two reasons. One is the neshama sees alukus, therefore it influences the neshama in the body to feel alukus, meaning to have a muna. But that's causing, there's a cause and effect. Because the neshama lamayla sees alukus, the neshama that's not affected by the body, so that causes the neshama that's in the body to have a munah in Hashem. That's one level. Then he says there's a second level. Why is a munah a Jew believe? Because it is God. Not because the neshama sees Hashem, and therefore the neshama believes in Hashem. The second level is the neshama is Hashem. And therefore it's not a reason. It is what it is. In other words, it's not coming because of understanding or thinking or seeing, or it is because it is. Nothing's causing it to happen. Correct.
Did we answer the question of why the organization is like that?
No, that's what he's coming to all explain. This is explaining. The question is, he implies that Moshe Rabbeinu does it.
Yes.
He's going to explain why Moshe Rabbeinu does it. And that's the rest of the Maimon, basically. The difference between the two explanations, is it because of cause and effect, the neshama sees a locus, therefore the neshama believes in a locus, or it is a locus? This level of emunah that comes in the body above, it is a neshama shelamayla, that comes from the neshama seeing a locus, if it's only superficial. Because the neshama that's not in the body sees alukus, because it's not affected by the body. It's higher than the body. That level, basically, to paraphrase it in Hasidic language, that comes from the level of chaya, not yechida. It comes from chaya. The neshama sees alukus. That influences the neshama to come in the body. It also influences the munah. But that's still a superficial level. It's still something causing it. That means there's something outside of it causing it to happen. But he's... One second. Lochein, the kivin, why? The kivin shen neshama shelamayla. The neshama, which is above, is lamayla mislapshus, is above being in the body. Lochein pulos eba neshama mulebesh beguf. In order for the neshama, its effect of the neshama in the body is also makif. But in order for the amunah of the yid in the body, should be internalized is Aide Hiskeilu, his Kashus Atmis, the Etzem and Neshama, is the higher level that the Neshama is a Lukus, Ki Etzem and Neshama, is the Etzem Shah Neshama Lubeshes Beguf, because it's the essence of the Neshama is in the body. Lochain, I'll explain this whole thing in a second. Amunad and Neshama, Amlubeshes Beguf, Shamitzad Etzem and Neshama, the Neshama that in the body that has a muna because it is a lukus, that's the primius, that's the essence of the neshama. Meaning like this. Remember we learned in Kuntis and Yonish, the Teres Achsidis, this is really explained, each explains each other, basically. In Kuntis and Yonish, the Teres Achsidis, the Rebbe explains the difference between wine and shemen. Okay, this pshat, the Rebbe is drush sod. Sod is Kabbalah. Kabbalah is Sod, Samach Vav Dalet, which is numerically 70, which is the numerical value of Yayin. So it says, Nichnas Yayin, Yotza Sod. Therefore, Pnimis Ateira, Kabbalah is called Yena Shoteira. Why? Because wine is concealed in the grape, it's concealed. And when you press it, then you get the wine. So the wine becomes revealed. So wine is a level of Kabbalah. Then the Rebbe explains, what is Chassidus? Chassidus is the Yechid of Teira. Not the Sod of Teira. Chassidus, that's the whole continuation of Teira's Chassidus, right? What is it? It's the Yechida, Shemen. What is oil? Oil is a double opposite characteristic. From one side, Tzof akol mashkin. Oil floats above all liquids, including wine. And yet, the Gemara says, Shemen mefafeya bakuli, Shemen makes everything oily. That means it is above it, but it affects it. And the Rebbe elaborates over there that what's the inyan of Shemen? Shemen is the essence. You can squeeze anything in the world and you can make oil out of it. Because the essence of every object in the world is oil, not wine. So the Rebbe explains, what is Chassidus? Chassidus is the Yechida of Teira. Remember he goes into the Meidani, he explains that Apshat, Rem is Rush and Sod, and then he explains Meidani according to Chassidus, and he shows the way that level influences Pshat, Rem is Rush and Sod. That's the whole Kuntasiyon Shoteris Chassidus. So what is the Rebbe explaining over there? That the essence, yes, it's above, but it is the essence of the neshama that's in the body. And if it's the essence, it's in the body just like it is above the body. And therefore, it's not the level of makif, like the neshama that sees elokus. In other words, in Chassidic languages, the amuna, because the neshama sees elokus, mazlayu chazi, Chassidus explains that's the level of chaya, not yechida. This level, because in the neshama is alukus yichid or yachid, it's one. So therefore, even the neshama that's in the body, its essence, is one with Hashem. So there's two levels of amuna. There's a level of amuna because in the neshama, which is above influenced of the influence of the body, sees alukus because it's not bound into the seichel and midas. It's the level of chaya, which is makif. It's not nefesh, ruach, neshama, midas, seichel, you know, action, midas, and seichel. It's above that. But therefore, it influences only in an indirect way because it's a level which is above it. So therefore, if above, it affects above, not permeating it. When it's the essence, then that's what it is. What? Correct. In other words, Chaya is a level above Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. Yechida is all of them together.
So how does Yechida affect it? That's what it is, you said.
Because the Neshama is Yechida, is God. Therefore, it is Elokus. It's not something causing it to feel Elokus. It is its essence.
How does that affect the Chagas, everything in the body, differently than...
Because when you have the Yechida, like the Rebbe explains about Shemen, Shemen has an impact. Not only is it above it, but it makes everything oily. It has an impact on every single thing. Wine is not like that.
How does it affect the person?
So therefore, when the neshama feels that level of yechida, it's not believing in God because something causing it to happen. The neshama is believing in Hashem because it is, not because, it's Hashem.
So why do you need yechida?
That's what yechida is.
Why do you need a chaya? You don't need a chaya.
Why doesn't neshama need nefesh ruach and neshama? Just make one of them. Because you have ratzin and you have einik, you have etzin. You have nefesh is action, ruach is midas, neshama is seichel, chaya is ratzin, which is a keyach makif. No, Tainug is Etzim. Tainug is Yechida. Because Ratzim means you're drawn to something. I want something. Tainug is what you have in yourself. So therefore, the Rebbe is going to explain that what Moshe Rabbeinu does is reveals that level of Yechida. But the Rebbe is going to explain the difference between Mordechai's time and our time. It's the essence. Where's the essence? The essence is essence. It's everything. It's not above everything. It is everything.
That's the reason that I took him 10 years out of 7 years.
I don't know if that's the reason. They had to be prepared. To be a vessel.
He felt it.
We don't feel a lot of things. Spiritually. The what? That's all this level. It's all this level of Yechida. The Melech is the Yechida of Klal Yisrael. Okay, so he says now, now the Rebbe explains, now we can understand the sequence of the mind. Why causes comes in continuation of Raya Mehem. Why? This the Meisha Rabbeinu feeds in the Amuna. It should be Bepnimius. Aidei Shumegalas Etzem Neshama. By revealing the essence of the Neshama, which is the Maila Mazleo Chazi. Mor Shalemaila, because what causes more? The Raya Mehemna. The Raya Mehemeshe Rabbeinu. Umasha Kosev causes Lamor. Umavayish Bamayim Shibagdei Lagir Lamor. In order to come to Mor, is Aideyoin Kosev Shibizmana Golos. Is primarily in the time of Golos. Why? Ki Iker Gilian Etzim and Hashem. Mor. Is the level of Mesidus Nefesh. That's primarily in the time of Golos. In other words, the Rebbe is explaining why is Kosis Mor? Because that level of Mor, the essence of the Jew, is revealed primarily in the time of Golos. Because, like the Alter Rebbe asks in Tanya, why did Moshe Rabbeinu demand Mesidus Nefesh and Shema b'chol levav v'chol nafsh v'chol me'edercho? That generation didn't need Mesidus Nefesh. They saw all the miracles of Elokus. What brings out the real essence of the person? Mesidus Nefesh. Golos. Eventually, the Rebbe is going to explain in this phenomenon what the Rebbe explains later on. Even in Golos, there's two aspects of Golos. When you're tortured or freedom. And the ultimate level is freedom. The freedom golos. Okay. No, that's the essential. When it's too good in golos is when the essence of Mesidus Nefesh is revealed.
Complacency?
During the time of complacency, the Rebbe explains in the whole thing later. Doesn't remember what Rebbe says, there were Jews in Russia had tremendous Mesiris Nefesh, yet when they came out, you don't see the same level of Mesiris Nefesh. Because if it's Mesiris Nefesh, it has to permeate everything, every time, in every place. If it's essence, essence doesn't change. You're not more Jewish in Israel than you are in China. Understand? Because essence is essence. What's the difference when you are where you are? So the fact that you can have more Mesiris Nefesh in one place and less Mesiris Nefesh in a different place shows that that level of Mesiris Nefesh is not your essence.
On vacation?
Yeah. The Rebbe says this in the Sicha. You know, there's an expression, Echt of Oshuv. I'll sin and I'll do tshuva. So you say this about the country. Echt on the country, I'll sin. But Oshuv, I'll come back to the city, I'll do tshuva. It's in the Sicha, yeah, in the Kut Sicha. In the earlier years. Rebbe speaks about even going into the country, those things have to be the same level of Yiddishkeit, not to be more relaxed in Yiddishkeit. If a person is more relaxed in Yiddishkeit than a vacation, that doesn't show that they're, you know, the essence is always there. The essence has to be, in every aspect, the same level of Mesiris Nefesh. Okay. Oh, okay, we'll just stop. This aspect that the moon of a yid is that he's meisa nefesh, that beikar comes in the moon shemitzad etam and neshama. That comes in the essence. Why? The moon mitzad zeshu rea lokus agamshu b'teikav gadol, even though it's very very powerful, like you see it, believing it. Okay, you know what this. Huh?